Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Herbs can be loosely grouped into cool season annuals. These are the plants that just live for one growing season. We grow them during the cooler time of the year. Warm season annuals, again, plants that just live for one season, and we grow those during the warm summer months. And perennials. And perennial herbs are herbs that live for many years in our gardens. Fall is a really good time to plant cool season annual herbs and most of the perennial herbs. So if you've been thinking about adding some herbs to your herb garden or beds or growing some in containers, this is a great time to go out to the nursery, see what they have to offer, and purchase and plant some. Now, the cool season annual herbs are hardy enough not to be bothered by winter freezes, and that's why we can get away with planting them this time of the year. Most of them really actually prefer to grow when the days are cool to mild, and we couldn't grow them during the summertime even if we wanted to. You can use seeds or transplants and plant those from around about September through November, December, and up into the month of February. Now, if you want to plant in the spring, and a lot of people plant their herbs in the spring, use larger transplants if you're planting as late as March or even early April, and you should still expect to get a pretty decent harvest in the spring around about May or early June. But you know, you really get your very best production off of these cool season herbs by planting them in the fall. Then you have large, robust plants that you can harvest generously from in the spring. Now, you can still plant these fall plants. They're going to be producing all through this fall season, into the winter, and into the spring. So not only do you get a larger harvest by planting in the fall, but you also get to harvest over a longer period of time. A gardener sometimes asks me, well, should I grow seeds of herbs? I see a little package of herb seeds. You know, the interesting thing is we use very few herbs compared to vegetables. I mean, if you get a few sprigs of parsley, that's enough for a recipe. So we don't need large numbers of herb plants the way we might need a large number of tomatoes or pepper plants. So generally speaking, I say use transplants. It's a lot of trouble to grow herbs from seeds, and by growing them from transplants, you buy these nice-sized transplants at the nursery. And again, you only need maybe one, two, or at the most three of a particular kind of herb plant. So it's really well worth using the transplants rather than trying to grow them from seed. Now, you also might have a question, what kind of herbs should I grow? Well, go and look at your cabinet over your stove. That's where you keep your herbs. Those are the herbs that you use in cooking. And you should always grow herbs that you're familiar with, that you enjoy using, that you know how to use. So don't go to the nursery and load yourself up on odd herbs you've never heard of before. Look for those herbs that you like to cook with, and those are the best herbs for you to grow. Now, some of the herbs that we can plant now that are cool season annuals, that is, these herbs will grow through the fall, winter, mature in the spring, and then die off as the heat of summer moves in around about early June. And that includes popular herbs like parsley, cilantro, coriander, dill, fennel, borage, arugula, and chervil, to name a few. Now, there are also some perennial herbs we can plant this time of the year. Remember, perennials will live for a number of years in your garden. They're cold hardy, and they establish well here in the fall season. And some of the perennial herbs that you can look at planting now include all of the mints, lemon balm, rosemary, oregano, catnip, French bay, thyme, sage, and lavender. These are wonderful herbs to plant. Now, remember, plant your herbs in a nice sunny location. They like good drainage, and make sure they're handy to the kitchen. And don't forget, you can always plant those herbs in containers and put them right by a back porch or back patio where they're handy for you to use in cooking. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.